And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Friend of Those Who Want No Friend, Chuck Roberts, here on a Thursday Talk of the Quad Cities. And a couple things I want to mention before we get into the meat of the programs today, because we have two distinct different portions of the program. The first part, we're going to talk about how your air can be cleaner and fresher. And I'm not just talking about the COVID-19, because there's other things to do. We'll talk to the Gettle brothers in just a little bit. We were just talking a little while ago. When people use the phrase social distancing, I think that's a misnomer. It would be physical distancing, because social distancing, you know, I Facebook and you visit with people all the time on the phone or whatever, or waving them. So I prefer physical distancing. And one other thing I wanted to mention before we go to break, and that is that I just chatted with the folks over at the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo. Believe it or not, the rodeo starts in just a little over a month. And as of right now, the rodeo is scheduled as planned. The 4th of July is the first Saturday in July, so it's going to be the last week of June and first couple of days of July. And as of 15 minutes ago, it's a go. So that's good news. Gives us a little sense of, you know, yeah. All right, back to the program here in just a little bit. Talk to Adam and Ted Gettle, and later on, a rock and roll legend. He says, that's what it says on your card, sir. Terry Furling will be here with From the Grassroots. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable after these words. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, around the world, kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Good news from Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3, from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,600 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge free savings on a new central air conditioning system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation, 928-772-2751, or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, thank you for joining us. We're gonna have an opportunity now to talk to Adam and Ted Gettle, I think. They're in Cottonwood. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right, I got a couple questions I want to ask. The first question, of course, is telling us a little bit about the Gettle's name, the Gettle's company, when you began and all that. And I think the first question that I ask would be answered by the best-looking Kettle brother.
That'd be you, Adam.
Oh, brother.
You know, Chuck?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if Adam's talking right now. He's on a different line, but I'll tell you a little bit about
his. He's letting you go ahead.
Yeah. Adam and I started our business in the Verde Valley in 1987. We come from a real long line of HVAC, metal benders, tinsmiths, all the way back into the early 20s in this country. And family hails from the Ohio area, came to the Phoenix area in the mid-30s, established a business down there. Some of you may have heard of it, Gettle Air Conditioning, down in the Phoenix area. In 1939, Adam and I have always been around it for many, many years, and went to college, both got our educations up at Northern Arizona, and decided to do it ourselves. So we started our business in 1987, so about 33 years we've been in business here, and we are a sole and separate business from Gettle's. We're Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And I wanted to ask, before we get too far along, are you guys looking for employees?
Yes, we are, Chuck. That's one of our biggest challenges right now in this market. It's unbelievable to hear that with all the unemployment you hear about, but we are. We're a company that does, we're looking for experienced technicians, HVAC technicians, plumbing technicians. But we also do a lot of training ourselves, on-the-job training.
This would be something that, so there is an entry-level possible.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We're looking for entry-level people and experienced people. You bet, Chuck.
And from what I gather is you're covering the metropolitan area of Phoenix and then right on north.
Well, we don't cover the metropolitan area in Phoenix, but there's certainly people that may want to get out of that blazing heat down there and come up here and enjoy some of this beautiful weather.
Okay, I was thinking like maybe Anthem and on up from there.
We do a little bit of work in Anthem. Most of our area is Flagstaff, Cottonwood, Camp Verde, Sedona, Prescott, the Quad Cities, Chino, Paulden is our main areas.
All right, I want to let your brother jump in here and tell me about we lost contact? Okay.
Yeah.
Until he gets back on, one of the things that you've been promoting recently is something that I know my wife would like to have, and that's the thing that cleans the air in your home. What is that all about?
Yeah, we've been hearing some things in the news lately, at least on some of the national news, about UV lighting. And there's a lot of products that are available that we offer that do incorporate UV lighting to help sanitize the duct system, the coil system, all the components inside the HVAC system. We also have another product that creates positive and negative ions and creates no ozone. A lot of the UV products do create a little bit of ozone, so some people are sensitive to that, but we do have another product that doesn't. It's a great product. What it basically does is it combines, it's got a negative and positively charged ions that actually are attracted to dust particles, odor molecules, pathogens, viruses, bacteria, molds, and they're very effective. One of the main things it does is it makes, as it combines and clumps together, it creates a little bit more mass, and with that mass of those particles, it's easier for the air to move those particles to the filter.
So this would help for people who have allergies, for example.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has in my house. Almost all of our employees that work at Gunnels have them in their house so that they can see how they operate and work firsthand.
Let me ask your brother, I think, is back on the line here. How many family members are involved in the business?
Currently, we're both Ted and I who started the business back 30-plus years ago, and we recently brought in, in the last 5 years, my son, Dustin, he's been with us about 5 years, and both Ted's two boys, Luke and Hank Gettle, are working for us.
Sweet.
And it's been a really good thing. A lot better than I thought it was going to be.
And sure. You know, I know working with family sometimes is a challenge. What about other long-term employees you have?
Yeah, we've have a number of long-term employees. I actually have my controller in my office. My office manager has been with us 27 years now, and he's going to be retiring next February. So we have him and a number of people that have been with us since the mid-90s that have been long-term employees, and a lot of people in that 10-plus year range are currently with us right now. So a lot of really neat people that I call my family, basically.
Well, yeah, after all those years. Let me, I don't want to dwell on this COVID-19, but we talked about that, the filter that you have for the inside of the house, to help with allergies and other, just a bric-a-brac that floats around in our air. But do these things help reduce the list of bacteria?
Yeah, they do. It does. It removes pathogens, actually kills viruses. Some viruses, they haven't proven it to kill the COVID virus because it's so new, but
yeah.
I think if you go to the website, they talk about how they've tested it with some other pathogens, and it actually renders them dead. It kills the pathogen. So, you know, we're not 100% sure it's going to do that with the current virus that's out there, but I felt like it was something I wanted to put in my house. It made me feel a lot more confident in regards to when I'm at home anyway. So it doesn't do anything, obviously, for you when you're out and about in public, but sure enough, in your home, it should help. Yep.
My wife and I have I don't know if you probably saw the news article about this. They're suggesting that vitamin D is good, you know, which is a sunlight. Vitamin mm-hmm. D is good for your health in general, but may reduce the COVID-19 virus. My wife says vitamin C is good, and she spells it S-E-A.
Yeah.
So open up those beaches, will you please?
That would be nice.
Yeah. Yep. Now, before we take a break, I do want to ask about, you know, seriously now, what do you guys have to do to you know, to make sure that when you do work on someone's home, everybody feels safe and secure as far as wearing masks and disinfect?
Yeah, we started out, you know, early on in when it was, you know, coming out. We knew this thing was a problem, and it became more and more of a problem. But, you know, we try to follow the CDC guidelines. Every morning, we actually test all of our employees that come through the office temperature. We have a probe that we're able to test on their foreheads to find out if they have any kind of fever. And we really encourage anybody who doesn't feel well at all to just stay at home, obviously. But we do wear gloves. We wear masks. We disinfect our tools. You know, just about anything we can think of, hand sanitizer, wipes. It's been a challenge to find, you know, the personal protective gear, but we've done fairly well in getting a lot of it in, and it seems to be, you know, in pretty good stock right now. Our company has everything they need for quite some time at this point.
All right, we're going to take a time out for a commercial word. We'll be back with Adam and Ted Gettle in just a little bit. We're going to take a break. This is Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Presque Valley Cottonwood, around the world, KQNA.com.
Yeah. If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
From our family to yours, we want to encourage you to keep going, keep being fearless, and most of all, keep dreaming. If you have any concerns about your policy coverage or about making payments, please call us at 1-800-MY-AMFAM or visit amfam.com. We'll keep being here when you need us. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, Mickey. I'm talking with Adam and Ted Gettle, who are, you know, the Gettle brothers. And, I tell a quick story. When I first came to Arizona, I lived in a town called Coolidge, and I rented a nice little apartment, and it had what they call a swamp cooler. But I didn't know that you're supposed to turn the water on. So about the middle of August, I'm about ready to, wow. So you guys obviously know all about swamp coolers, but for the majority of us now, we are happy to have air conditioning, and about a month away from really hot and humid weather. What should we prepare for?
Well, one of the things we should prepare for is we should be looking at making sure those units are ready to go. So, you know, if a you haven't had the thing looked at and serviced and maintained, now's the time. It is starting to heat up a little bit over here in the Cottonwood area, and because of that, we're starting to get a lot more demand right now. So, the schedule's getting thin or getting filled up, and we don't have a lot of space, but I'll tell you what, if you need to get that stuff going, it's time to get it going.
And do you still work on people still have swamp coolers?
Yeah, there's a few of them out there. As a matter of fact, Chuck, we just, on our facility over here, we just got our swamp coolers up and running. And they're kind of fun to work on because it involves plumbing, which is an exciting new venture that we're doing at Gettle's High Desert Mechanical as well, and the electrical and getting the pads all cleaned. And they're a lot of maintenance, but they do work real good, especially this time of year before the monsoons.
Yeah, because when it gets... The monsoons in it, they still better than nothing, huh?
Better than nothing.
Better
that's
than
right.
Nothing. Let me ask you this is kind of a, unfair question, but tell me, what is it that makes you guys so successful?
Well, Well, I'll try to answer that. I think that one of the main things is that makes us successful is that I've got a really great partner in my brother, and I think he thinks the same way, and we hold ourselves, each other, accountable. And, you know, we have a mission statement we've had for years and years on the wall, and we truly do live by that mission statement, and that's part of the Gettle creed. Putting our name on the business is another thing. We can't hide from that. Another thing I think that's real important is that we're a real progressive company, not in a political sense, but in a sense that we're always looking at cutting-edge technologies to help our customers and make sure that they're being taken care of with the best customer service that we can possibly muster and the best products that they can that can help them their indoor air comfort.
And over the last 20-plus years, things have changed in the air conditioning business. Right now, I would suspect that they're a lot more electric efficient than they were back a couple decades ago.
They really are. I mean, there used to be, if you think about it, Chuck, back in 40 years ago, there were air conditioners, and people back 40 years ago had $300, $400 monthly bills then. Could you imagine what that would constitute now in today's dollars? It's not like that now. In fact, many of the air conditioners that are available for folks are as economical to operate as in what you aforementioned, which was a swamp cooler.
Yeah, and quieter.
And quieter.
Do they run on Freon?
Yes, they do.
Is that still available?
Yeah, there is. The R22 refrigerants have ceased to be produced, I believe, I'm pretty sure on this statement, ceased to be produced in the United States. So, and there's a lot of air conditioners out there that still operate on R22. All the new air conditioning equipment operates on 410. So the R22 is still available, but it's very pricey. And it's one of those items that if you have a system that has R22, you may want to start thinking about.
Well, that leads me to the a question that we all have is, at what point do we start looking at, gee, I've had this unit for, you know, a decade, and is it efficient to upgrade every 5, 6, 10 years?
That's a great question. Typically, the average lifespan of air-to-air air conditioning and heat pump type stuff, which is mainly what we have in this area, is in 12 to 15 years. If you can get 15 years out of a system, you've done really well. If you maintain your system yearly,
yeah,
you should be able to get that kind of time out of it. But because of, like you said, Chuck, the advancements have come along so quickly that efficiency and comfort have changed so dramatically in the last 10, 15, 20 years that upgrading to a new high-efficient comfort system is oftentimes the right thing to do.
And you mentioned earlier about cleaning the filters. That helps the efficiency, obviously. And I can tell you, sometimes people take down that filter and they say, I don't believe there's a quarter inch of fuzz on here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of the calls we get this time of year, I think one of the first questions my service manager or our service dispatch, Kendra or Steve, ask is, have you changed your filters? Because oftentimes they're so plugged up that unit
yeah.
won't work.
Are there particular air conditioning brand names that you prefer over others?
Yeah, we're dealers of several brands, but primarily we install Lennox and Train equipment. We do some Bosch equipment, some geothermal equipment with the Bosch product, and they have some really nice products as well that's non-geothermal.
Well, obviously, your name is going to be on it, so you're not going to put in something that's substandard, because I would imagine a good percentage of your business is referrals.
It is. I'd say at least 60 to 65% of our business is referral-based.
Are you open 7 days a week, 6 days a week, 5 days a week?
The office is open 5 days a week. We have after-hours that Saturday and Sunday. So basically 7 days a week, but not staffed fully.
Well, the office is closed. But so if someone has an air conditioning problem and it turns up it's 6 o'clock on a Saturday evening and the air conditioner's not working, you've got somebody that can come and help.
You bet. They'd have to call and follow the prompts.
Hey, let me interject real quick. I just wanted to make one thing Ted talked about, you know, when you ask about the equipment we provide, Lennox and Train. the thing about air conditioning equipment is all manufacturers actually do a pretty good job with the type of equipment that is they produce. The main thing, though, is the company installing the system. The systems have to be installed per factory standards and processes and procedures. If the equipment isn't installed correctly mm-hmm. by a competent, you know, licensed professional, you could have, from day one, a system that may be rated at a 15 to 20 SEER, and if it wasn't installed correctly, you know, you could be getting a 10 SEER. And it's just so important to make sure that the people who are doing the work on the equipment really know what they're doing, because you could pay for that poor install from the yeah. day you had it installed all the way through the life of the equipment, which may not and probably won't be as long as it normally would
be.
It won't be
energy efficient, that's for sure.
Yep.
Do you guys they also check the ductwork? Because I imagine some people might be losing some of their air conditioning through a bad ductwork.
Yeah, we do. We actually, one of our procedures that we do when we go out to people's homes to give estimates is we provide a duct test, which we actually pressurize the ductwork by sealing off the registers and return air on the in the house, the grills, and then we pressurize that ductwork, and through the amount of air put in and the amount of pressure in the duct, it tells us exactly how much leakage their particular ductwork has. And obviously, if you think about it like this, it's like you know, you don't want leaky ductwork, because it's like driving a car down the road with your gas tank with a hole in it. So for the leak, any leak that's there, it costs you dollars. And
everything works harder.
Excuse me?
And your unit works harder.
Yeah, it works harder. It's less efficient. And you often introduce airborne particles that you don't want from the attic, for instance, a dirty, filthy attic that gets sucked into the ductwork.
Mm.
With holes in it, you don't want that. So we have a means to test, and we have a means to fix it. So that's one of the things we do when we do a estimate. We do a load calculation, and then we also do a duct test to verify how much air leakage you have along with what capacity is needed in the house.
Three final questions. Ready? How do people contact you? Number one. Number two, what have I forgot to ask? And number three, if somebody's looking to get employed by you, is that the same number? 1, 2, 3, go. Adam?
All right. The way to contact us is by phone, by our website. Our website is Gettles, GettlesHDM.com. Our phone number that they can reach us at is area code 928-567-2200. And we need people right now, something fierce. So, you know, anybody who wants to come and apply can come to our main office, which is in Camp Verde, 4650 Old Highway 279, Camp Verde, Arizona. We have a facility in Dewey also, but that's not manned. That's mostly for our new construction in the Prescott area. But we are taking applications right now. We put four people on this last week, and we're looking to put probably 5 to 10 more people on this summer. So anybody who's looking, we would be happy to sit down and talk to them. And we have a great career path for people that training. We have many, many different positions in our company that I think are great. It's a great company to work for. I think so. I think most of the people who are there too. But you know, we're always looking.
And Ted, what did I forget
to ask?
We really
need good people.
Well, you did. I don't know whether you forgot to ask anything, but our website is www.gettleshdm.com, and folks can go to that website and apply for employment there as well. I'm drawing a blank on my phone number for Prescott, but I just can't seem to come up with that right now.
Well, Google.
Yeah,
that's why I invented Google.
That's right. You can find it on our website. It's a great place to work. we've, you know, like Adam said a little bit earlier, we have a great family environment there. Lots of people there that have been there a long, long time, and hope to keep them there for a lot longer.
It's been a joy to talk to you guys, Adam and Ted Gettle, and we're going to have a timeout for the news and all. We're going to be back with Terry Furlong. I don't know if you guys enjoy rock and roll music. He was with the Grassroots, and he's going to sing a song he wrote for our current pandemic. So we're going to lighten things up a little bit with some R&R. Guys, thanks so much for being with us today. And we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable right after these words and a news sponsor.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Gila River is planning to reopen its three valley casinos Friday. Chief Marketing Officer Dominic Orozco says several steps have been done to protect public health.
We've done things like plexiglass dividers between slot machines. We've expanded our slot machine floor to incorporate more occupancy levels. Some of them are greater than 6 feet social distancing. We have plexiglass in all of our point of sale areas.
Employees will be required to wear masks and will be tested for COVID-19. During the time the casinos were closed, a company specializing in deep cleaning was brought in to sanitize each property.
They incorporated these iPod-looking kind of arm devices that sit on your arm, and every time a person leaves a machine and takes their player's card out, it pings that cleaning ambassador and says, this machine has been vacant, you can go ahead and clean it.
Table games like blackjack will operate with a reduced capacity.
Normally at table games, there's 6 spots, and we've condensed it down to 3 spots. We're only going to have them on the ends and then one in the middle.
They've also found a device that can sanitize chips. Sunny, breezy, and getting warmer for the weekend. Cooling after bedtime to a clear 46. Highs tomorrow near 76. Saturday and Sunday, 80. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. With a big midweek cool down on the way. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a late night low near 52. Warming to a sunny 85 tomorrow. 92 through the weekend. Cooling by Wednesday to a high of only 80. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Mom, look
drew.
Oh, it's so pretty, and I love the message.
We are one.
Hey, let's tape it to the window.
Okay.
With the outbreak of COVID-19, we're staying home more and seeing less of friends, neighbors, and coworkers. But COVID-19 cannot break the bond that connects us in the Quad Cities. That shines through in the messages of hope taped to the windows of our homes, the donations to support those who have suffered loss, the hard work that keeps our grocery store shelves stocked, and the smiles beneath the masks of restaurant staff delivering curbside orders. To our community during this difficult time, thank you from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We are one. And we are inspired by you.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, Olson'sFamily.com, or Olson'sGrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us. Speaking of feeding, the Community Cupboard is in need of food to feed the folks affected by our current health situation. If you'd like to help, come into Olson's in Prescott and drop off some non-perishable food items in the Frontier Rotary Collection Box May 15th and 16th from 10 till 5. Your donations are appreciated.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Yep, and we're back. Thank you for being with us this Thursday afternoon. I just read an article that over in London, Big Ben broke down and they're working around the clock to fix it. The official troubadour of the Thursday roundtable today, Mr. Terry Furlong, how are you, sir? Get up to the microphone here. This is a new electronic device called a microphone.
Oh, okay.
We've known each other almost 30 years.
Yes, 27 to be exact.
And you're younger than I, so by a week.
Yeah.
People probably know you from playing in the community around here at Dalt Vista, at the old Cattlemen's, at the Hacienda and other places, and maybe some people don't know that you were with a group called the Grassroots, and if you go look them up on Google, there you are playing on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yes.
And people ask me, do you still have that shirt you wore? That was so 60s.
No, but I'm going to have a replica made of it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Oh, I'll hold it up to the microphone and people can see it. So you wrote a song about what's been going on in the world today, and I like it. It's kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel. So if you would fire up that guitar of yours, and let's hear what we got going here.
Will do. Nobody knows the pressure I'm under. I might bend, but I will not break. I'm not afraid of lightning and thunder, but a dead end is more than I can take. I need a little light at the end of the tunnel, a reprieve from the sentence I drew. I need a reason to come back tomorrow. I need a reason to look forward to. I need a reason to look forward to. I need something to look forward to.
There was one note I didn't understand there at the end.
Oh.
You want to do that again?
Let's see. No.
Okay. You know, I mentioned you the official troubadour of the Thursday talk show today, but guys like yourself that you know, play in the restaurants and the saloons and around town and communities. Yeah. It's been a tough couple months for you guys.
Yes, it has.
And I got to say, you don't know when you're going back to work, but some of the others maybe are slowly but surely getting back into the action again, but it's been tough.
Oh, yeah, for the restaurant workers and, you know, the waiters, and it really has been tough.
And
so I've done a few things down there at the Hacienda, you know, like this kind of thing, you know, just to keep my hands from unsticking.
From the arthritis setting in.
Yeah. But Chuck and I can talk about things like that because we go back that far.
Well, I remember when you... Wait, you always had gray hair. But let's see, my wife cuts the gray hair off of my head.
Oh,
so
yeah,
what's left
I can
is, is platinum.
Oh.
So, you know, I feel, you know, because there's a lot of the guys and gals that sing for a living in this town, give lessons, and it's been tough. And I know we don't want to open up just going crazy, but like you said, there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, and certainly by the end of this month, Memorial Day weekend coming up and all that.
Yeah.
We hope that everybody will go out and maybe throw an extra buck in that tip jar.
Yeah, that always helps. That's right.
You were with the Grassroots, and you did. I'm going to ask you to do one of their a little bit of some of their songs, but one of the songs that you wrote, it is my favorite. And if any of you are planning to get married in the near future, or a florist is looking for a catchy song for a jingle, this is one of my favorites. You wrote it. It's called We Do. Can you whip that on me?
Yeah, sure enough. Here we are in this amazing situation. We've come a long, long way from a place of mere infatuation to our wedding day. Hand in hand, our hearts are locked together, and we can't wait to say we do. We do, we do. I'd like to say that all was smooth and it came easy, but there were bumps along the way. We had to learn to give and take and talk it over, trusting every day. Now here we are, our hearts are locked together, and we can't wait to say, we do, we do, we do. The scene is set, and all good friends are gathered, joy has filled the room. Bells are ringing and the minister is ready. Here come the bride and groom. Hand in hand, the hearts are locked together, and they can't wait to say, we do, we do, oh, we do. We do. We do. We do.
I love it. That's an original. I can't tell you how much I really think that's a great song. And we got to copyright that and sell it to Flowers, 800 Flowers or whatever.
Yeah.
We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want you to tell the folks a little bit about your... a couple of encounters with a guy named Elvis Presley.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Our guest, Terry Furlong, on the Thursday Roundtable. You are listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and around the world on KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Good news from Roxanne at Prescott Brewing Company. If you've been missing any of your faves from Prescott Brewing Company, we now have 11 beers on tap for growler fills. Wednesdays through Fridays, 11 to 3 p.m., you can get them filled up right from our taps. Come through the clearly marked atrium gate, stay socially distant, step up to the bar when it's your turn, get your clean growler filled, pay your tab, tip your tap tender, and walk away with that potion you love through the exit atrium gate. Wednesdays through Fridays for now, 11 to 3 from Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Waters Garden companion plants in May are Vining Akebia, Purple Robe Locust, Prescott Sunshine Geraniums, and Indian Hawthorn.
Wind is no problem for this Indian Hawthorn.
Rose-colored flowers cover this spring bloomer that often repeat blooms in fall.
Dark blue berries adorn this compact bush that takes the wind and soaks up the sun like a native.
Perfect for low-maintenance gardens with virtually no pruning, ever.
Every backyard should have at least one, and only found here at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Don't point at me with that tone of voice. I'm telling you what, I'm just aggravated as all get out right now. Terry Furlong's with us.
Yes.
We were talking about the morning guy on Jack here, Nick Canuel, you know, and you know his dad played with Latigo. So you get to our pair, you know, you guys know each other, I guess.
It's a special club.
Yes, it is.
Jimi Hendrix is in there.
Yeah, he was okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about Larry Geller over in Sedona.
Ah, okay. Larry used to be my brother-in-law many years ago, and he was also Elvis's hairdresser.
For real?
Yeah, he really was. And he more than once took me down to the MGM lot in Culver City so that I could sit and watch them film, you know. So I got to meet Elvis and talk to him. As a matter of fact, he was so nice. He really was a really nice person. Didn't have any attitudes about him whatsoever. So while to make me more comfortable knowing that I might be a little nervous talking to Elvis, and I'm sure I was. So
and vice versa.
Oh, of course, of course. So anyway, he acted out a scene for me. So he got behind the camera, and you know, I have those wheels on the camera. So you know,
Elvis did?
Yeah.
Huh.
I had those wheels that go up and down and crank the cogs in the camera and make adjustments. So he walked over, and he said, "Here, let me show you. This is really fun." So he sat down in the driver's seat, and he picked up a rock from the ground, and he said, "Now, just follow me around. Crank those handles. And just follow me around while I go down to the ground, pick up this rock, and watch what happened." And I said, "What?" Is this real? Yeah. And so that's the kind of person he was. He really was something.
I think you...
Oh, wait, one more thing. When we left
the MGM... Were you going to tell me about the balloon deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me. I love that story.
Well, we were leaving the lot at MGM, and the whole entourage was walking out to their Culver City, and they were walking out to their cars. And as they were walking, I was walking in the crowd, we're coming along, and all of a sudden he stopped, and he did that Elvis thing where he threw his arms out. Like that, you know. I said, wow, that's... And he said, hold it, everybody. So he said, wait right here. He got up. Now, they were filming a movie, and there was
State
a carnival.
Fair.
Yeah, it was a carnival scene. And there were a couple of helium tanks on the stage. He said, wait. So he walked over, and he grabbed a balloon and opened it up and went, love me tender. Love
in the helium voice,
and I just, you know, he wasn't too serious about himself. He really had a good sense of humor.
I think you saw him in line to see a movie a long time ago.
That's before that.
Yeah.
I think I was about 15, and I was in line.
Where were you then?
In Hollywood. Well, I lived in Hollywood uh-huh. then, and my friend Bob Luster and I were standing in line. And,
To see a movie.
And while I was there, he said, wow, man. He said, you know who that is? And I looked around and I went, some kind of weirdo with really long hair. And he had like pink pegger pants, if you remember those, and white and little stitching and, you know, that kind of thing. Very 50s. So he said, you know who that is? I went, I have no idea, but he sure is a weird looking guy. Because that would have been a lot different from guys with flat top haircuts in those days,
yeah.
You know, and wearing peggers with. Anyway, that's what I said.
With saddle stitching said, down the side.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. And he said, that's Elvis Presley. And I said, what? I never heard the name before, ever. So when we left, we went down to Wallach's Music City, which was at Sunset and Vine. And there was a huge cutout poster right there in the window as you walked in. And it was Elvis's album cover. And I looked up. I said, oh.
That guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
Right, you know, in your years in the music industry, and we will run out of time before I can run out of questions, but you've written two books.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's called You Should Have Been There and I Was. Mm-hmm. And then you did a book on religious
gifts.
Gifts.
Yeah.
But Should Have Been There and I Was, just little vignettes of some of the people when you were with the Grassroots and then when you had Blue Rose and you sang with one of the Everly Brothers. You know,
oh, yeah.
Some of the personalities that you remember most who were the most gracious, besides Elvis.
When I was in Cottonwood. I was in Cottonwood and we were going someplace, and on the radio, the Everly Brothers record came on an oldie station, and I just stopped for a second and I realized, I said, I actually sang with one of the Everly Brothers. And I did.
Where's that? Hollywood?
Yeah, but this was in Cottonwood when I lived here.
Yes.
This is just a few years ago, you know, when I was on the way to a gig. They played the song, and I couldn't believe it. I said, I actually sang with one of my idols. Not only, you know, I hung around with Elvis, but then singing with the Everly Brothers was just, you know.
Kurt, I got to see them when they were here at Yavapai College.
Oh, I remember that. You had a picture of it.
Yeah, and who are some of the others that I'm trying to remember? You did the sound effects on a Rolling Stones song.
Oh yeah,
your brush with greatness with the Rolling Stones.
Well, I was working with Delaney and Bonnie at the time, and we were doing some different shows, and he asked me if Delaney did asked me if I wanted to go down to the Stones session, which was the next day. And I said, well, of course I want to go. So he said, okay. And we went down and we did this. And got to listen to do some overdubs, playing some not my parts, but, you know, the guys were actually playing. And the drummer, Charlie Watts, he was standing there and they were going to record some street noise, cars going by on the street, so that they could and protect the microphone from being run over. So they asked me if I'd go with Charlie, and I walked out to La Cienega Boulevard there, and we stood there, traffic going by, and we recorded all of that. So it was me and Charlie Watts.
Did you get credit on the album?
Well, they...
No.
The management didn't work out.
You know. your people didn't get a hold of their people.
Yeah, but there's a really nice guy. Charlie Watts is really a nice guy. Well, and to just say, when the Stones were in the studio doing this, they were doing Give Me Shelter, which was one of their really big hits. That's what they were recording. And Bonnie, by the way, was the first female voice on that. But... Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was, it really was.
Did you ever run into Herb Alpert?
Never did.
Because that would be a kind of concentric circles when you were doing all that, but he was A&M Records.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
If you could talk to any famous singer for a half hour, like I'm doing, who would you pick?
Oh, that's a hard one. That really is. I think probably Paul McCartney. I think his work is just great, and it is work, and it's wonderful. It's going to stand up forever.
But he's real old.
Oh, he is? You knew about that. I thought we were sworn to secrecy.
I think it was on Netflix. There was a special on the Rolling Stones, some special, and they follow around on their Latin American, South America tour. And those guys have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
They've been there.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been there.
Yeah.
And we're still going there.
Yeah.
Now, I want to close out. Yeah. I got to pull your guitar back out of retirement. We've got to do Temptation Eyes or one of the songs. The one you did on the Ed Sullivan Show was...
Temptation Eyes.
Temptation Eyes, yeah. Take us out.
Something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes looking through my soul. Temptation eyes, you gotta love me. Love me tonight.
Just the way I wrote it. Terry, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
I hope that you're back in action again, along with all the other troubadours in northern Arizona, and get this musical thing going. I like your song about there's light at the end of the tunnel, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Copyright. I wrote that song.
Yeah.
I wrote all that stuff.
Yeah, you wrote it, but I stole
it. And you did a good job of stealing. Buddy, thanks so much.
Oh, you bet.
And thank you all for listening to the Thursday Roundtable. And we'll be back next week on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world in other great cities on KQ&A.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.